And a 42-year-old man is still being questioned by Gardaí in Buncrana in County Donegal. This is after the death of the deaths of Jimmy and Kathleen Cuddihy, an elderly couple in Carndonagh yesterday. We'll be talking to our Northwest correspondent Eileen Magner about this in a moment, but first of all we're joined by Rena Donaghy, who's a teacher and local councillor. Rena Donaghy, thanks for taking the call and good morning.
Good morning, Cathal.
The fact that Mr. Cuddihy was a retired teacher and Kathleen a nurse, I mean, any two deaths like this would be dreadful, but the effect of presumably such well-known people and their passing in such tragic circumstances.
Absolutely. There's a dark cloud over Carndonagh and the Inishowen Peninsula. The people are numbed and saddened at the devastation and the shocking revelations of yesterday morning. It's a tragedy of immense proportions. Yeah, there's great disbelief that such a lovely, outgoing, neighbourly and hard-working couple could die so tragically in such a violent attack in their own home.
And these were people who, not just because of their jobs, I gather, played a fairly significant role in their community.
Oh, absolutely. The couple had a great love for golf. I believe Jimmy was the captain of Ballyliffin Golf Club not so long ago. They were very well known in many circles. Kathleen and Jimmy did an awful lot of community work. They were very community spirited. They were always doing fundraising for many charities, including Letterkenny Hospital. Kathleen had been a nurse and an ambulance driver. And as you have rightly said, Jimmy was a teacher, and of course he'd be very well known in those circles. Jimmy was from Kilkenny himself. He taught maths and he taught metalwork. He came to Carndonagh many years ago. He met his wife, Kathleen. Kathleen's from Mallon. He settled in Carndonagh, where they reared their four children. And yes, they're very, very well known, and as I said, they're very well respected, very popular, very community spirited, just always working to better the lives of others.
Rena, thank you very much for talking to us, and our sympathy to you and everyone in the local community, and particularly, obviously, the Cuddihy family on their loss. And as I said, Eileen Magner is on the line, our Northwest correspondent. Just bring us up to date on what a man being questioned, we know, on the state of the investigation, Eileen.
This man was arrested yesterday morning shortly after the bodies were found, so that would have been a little while after 9 o'clock this morning, and he has been held under Section 4 of the Criminal Justice Act in Buncrana Garda Station. Now, under that act he can be held for 24 hours, but the time would have been suspended to allow him to rest during the night, so it could be later today before a decision is taken as to whether he will be charged or not. In the meantime, last night, Dr. Mary Cassidy, the state pathologist, arrived at the house shortly before 7 o'clock, and she carried out a preliminary examination at the scene, and then the bodies of Jimmy and Kathleen Cuddihy were removed from their home to the morgue at Letterkenny General Hospital, and Dr. Cassidy will carry out postmortems on their bodies later on this morning.
And they found a hatchet. Where did they find that?
Well, they found a hatchet at the scene. They're not giving too much details about it. I suppose there's no need to say much more, really. You know, one can only imagine the horror of the scene that was there. And we understand they're not looking for anybody else in connection with this double tragedy. And decisions will be made later on today as to what direction this investigation will take by the Gardaí. Obviously, the postmortems will influence that. And there'll be other things taken into account before a decision is reached today.
Eileen Magner, thank you very much.